This is Mental Wellness with licensed therapist Anne-Marie Matthewed. Mental Wellness provides general information regarding mental health. The information is not intended to create a doctor-patient relationship. You're encouraged to consult your own medical provider for advice that applies to your own mental health care. And now, Anne-Marie Matthewed on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hello and happy Mother's Day. You are listening to WTIC News Talk 1080, and this is our mental wellness segment. So hello to everyone. My name is Anne-Marie Matthewed, and I am speaking with you from Colchester Counseling Associates, and we are located in Colchester, Connecticut, and we've been practicing in the state for over 30 years. And we see clients both in person and via telehealth from the comfort of your own home. And we help people with a variety of issues, and we treat children, adolescents, couples, families, and individuals. And our contact information is 860-537-5280. So today, since it's Mother's Day, we're going to talk about moms and what moms can do to take care of themselves better. Let's face it, being a mom is hard. There seems to be an endless list of tasks and errands and housework and kids' activities, especially if you're a mom of young children. And this can become even more hectic if you balance a career outside of the home. With so much time devoted to caring for your family, and exhaustion setting in, finding time for self-care seems to be the first thing left out of a busy schedule. So we're going to talk about that today and hope that if you are leaving it out of your schedule, that you could get back on track. And if you're listening and you're not a mom, you probably know a mom, so you can use these tips and maybe pass them along. And as we've stated in previous sessions, self-care is the practice of caring for one's own health, your well-being, and your happiness. It's an essential component of stress relief and wellness. Making time for yourself may feel indulgent, it may feel selfish, but that is not true. Even small acts of self-care or self-kindness can go a long way in decreasing your feelings of exhaustion, burnout, stress, and even depression that many people feel. But today we're going to talk about how many busy mothers for sure can have these feelings. So self-care for mothers involves prioritizing your well-being in the middle of the demands of motherhood. And we're talking about your physical, mental, and emotional parts of yourself. It's about taking time for you, whether through relaxing activities or connecting with others, or sometimes even seeking professional support like counseling or a mom's group. And this will help you maintain a healthy balance and prevent burnout. Some key aspects of self-care for mothers includes physical health, you know, really trying to focus on basic healthy lifestyle habits. You know, try to aim for as much sleep as you think you require per night, and everyone is different there, for some daily physical activity every day, eating a healthy diet, and being cautious of your nutrition. We always are thinking about our children's nutrition, but you have nutritional needs too. We all know that, you know, watching the amount of vegetables and fruits we eat and whole grains and lean meats and just trying to eat as healthy as you can and trying to avoid, you know, sugary beverages and alcohol too much, high fat foods, and not drinking enough water. Those are some basics, but everybody ascribes to different ways of nutrition. So whatever nutrition means for you, it's okay for you as a mom to be making sure you're meeting your nutritional goals. And if you don't know what they are, then that's where you talk to your physician and have a discussion about what they think would be a healthy diet based on you and your current physical health. Prioritizing sleep is really important because if you're not well rested, it's pretty hard to attend to someone else all the time. And that's if you're a mom of young children. But even if you're a mom of adult children like I am, we still have a lot of needs to attend to, right? The issues with adult children, yes, there's not as many, but when they do have an issue, they're bigger problems, right? Little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems. So we need our rest too, those of us that are moms of adult children. Exercise regularly, even short walks can improve your mood and your health. And again, we talked about staying hydrated, drinking, you know, plenty of water. Another thing we can talk about is for mental and emotional well-being. There's things like meditation and deep breathing. If you practice some of these things daily, you will reduce your stress and you will improve your focus. You may have heard of mindfulness, and that's a wonderful strategy to use as far as meditation. And mindfulness is taking some time to be just in the present moment. And it can even be a 1 minute mindfulness meditation. There's apps that you can use now, the Calm app, and other apps that will give you just even a short meditation that you can do right in your car. Mindfulness meditation is a tried and true way to recharge, and it has health benefits. Some research suggests that a meditation practice can help reduce anxiety, depression, insomnia, stress, and fatigue. If you're new to meditation and you're not sure where to start, you can even find some free clips on YouTube, and there is a meditation app also called Expectful, which is also specifically designed for moms that are pregnant and new moms. So that might be really great. And then there's, like I said, Calm and also Headspace and a mindfulness app. Another way to take care of your emotional health is to practice journaling, where you're just writing things down. Anything that comes to your mind, something you might be worried about or concerned about, you're exploring your feelings, and when you journal, you can set intentions for self-care. You can write down some goals. You can also do mindful moments, which is not necessarily a meditation, but it's just taking a break throughout the day, even for a few minutes, just to reconnect with yourself. Another great way is to connect with other moms. You know, build a support system and share experiences and get emotional support, because you really feel heard when you're talking with people who are in the same trenches that you're in. They understand it. They're also maybe moms of young kids, or maybe they're moms of adult children. They can understand those issues. And nowadays, it's so much easier to join support groups than it used to be, right? You can even go right on Facebook and find a mom's group in your town, and they can be very valuable. Another thing you need to do as a mom, and this is a big one, we could talk the whole session about this, is setting boundaries. You know, learning to say no when you need to, whether that be to outside demands, even your own children, demands in your own home. When you need to say no, you need to say no. And this will help you from feeling overwhelmed, and it will also protect your time. You want to have some me time, you know, scheduling regular time for activities you enjoy, like reading or pampering yourself or taking a bath, you know, maybe going for a walk, even if it's a 5-minute stroll around the block, or if it's a longer walk during your lunch hour. That can be a game changer for your mental health. Fresh air and a change of scenery and physical activity all offer a chance to reset yourself. Another coping mechanism that you can use when you're a busy mom is reading. You know, putting down your phone and diving into the pages of a good book can really help you power down after a long day. And if you wanted to keep yourself motivated with reading, you could join a book club, which again is much easier to do these days because you can find them right on social media. So this is Annemarie Mathewd, and we are talking about self-care for moms, and we will be back after this short break. Okay, so you are listening to WTIC News Talk 1080, and I am Annemarie Mathewd, a licensed marriage and family therapist here in the state of Connecticut. And today we're trying to encourage moms to make time for themselves and practice self-care. Another thing that moms need to get really good at, and it's hard, is to ask for help. You know, don't hesitate to reach out to family or friends. Delegate and ask for help. It's difficult to admit that you might need help or you can't accomplish everything on your own. But an old adage says it takes a village to care for a family. And this could not be more true. Nowadays, people really are not living necessarily in the same town that they grew up in. So you don't have ready-made family around you as was in previous generations. So joining the moms clubs and the book clubs and other things gives you a village, and you want to lean on that village. You want to find your village and ask for help and accept help when it's offered. Don't be shy. This might result in a few extra prized moments to focus on yourself. And we said earlier, don't be afraid to say no to commitments or interests that you don't have time for. You also want to try to simplify routines. You know, try to streamline your tasks like meal preparation, and this will create more free time. You know, you just do the best you can each day. And you have to remember that some things are not going to get done. And that's okay. That is okay. You do the best you can each day. You want to embrace imperfection. You know, lower your expectations and focus on the things that you deem most important. And practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Acknowledge your efforts and don't make a big deal about things that you might consider a failure because they're probably not failures. If you feel like you really need help with this kind of thinking or boundary setting, seeking professional help really can be a great resource. It can help you reduce your stress and anxiety, and a good professional or a support group can give you some great ideas. And you'll have a better ability to manage the challenges of motherhood, and you'll have stronger relationships with family and friends when you practice these self-care things. Self-care is not selfish. It's essential to maintaining a healthy and balanced life. And allowing moms to better care for themselves will allow you to care for your families. You have to allow yourself grace and permission to take care of you, because if you don't, you won't be as good at taking care of other people. It's as simple as that. Some other tips that are good to remember is staying organized. That really helps. You know, keeping a planner or a calendar or a way to manage the tasks of your family. And this will help you avoid stress from the unexpected, such as the school project that your child needs assistance to complete last minute. I'm sure some of you listening remember those days when they tell you the night before they have this large project due. Let's try to avoid that by making sure we're communicating with the schools and the teachers and keeping ourselves organized. And start by completing the most time-consuming or less interesting tasks and get them out of the way first. And that'll help you have more energy for the other ones. So some ideas to revisit is about, one of them is pamper yourself. You know, sometimes there's people like to do like those sheet masks that you put on your face or a home pedicure or just squeezing in a few extra minutes to maybe put some different kind of body lotion on your body. Anything that gives you a little pampering. And you can combine your pampering with a cozy cup of tea and maybe a good movie, or, you know, maybe staying in your pajamas a little longer. You know, be creative. Allow yourself permission to do something out of the ordinary sometimes that helps you pamper yourself. If you have a best friend, that's a great thing to do, right? Get on the phone or the FaceTime and schedule a date with your best friend and catch up. Talk about things other than some of the stress of your family. Get your mind off things a little bit. Catching up with loved ones in your life and hearing about theirs as well can be very uplifting. We talked about journaling, so we want to say that point again. You know, another type of journal is a gratitude journal where you're writing down, you know, things you're thankful about in your life. And that is really helpful because even if you take 30 seconds to jot down five things you're grateful for each day, it really starts to change your perspective and change your thinking. I'm definitely going to throw in some social media talk because that's what I do. You know, if you're able to get off the grid and do some other things for your mental health besides being on your phone, that would be great. You might be amazed at how much energy you would preserve by doing this. You know, take a break from social media and maybe look outside at nature instead. You know, if you have a new baby, maybe just look at your baby for 30 minutes instead of looking at your phone. Not that you don't look at your baby, but you can really spend more time on the phone than you realize. And we all usually can fall into that category, not just moms. The other thing you want to do as a mom is cheer yourself on. You know, when you're doing your journaling, jot down some self-praise as well. Some things that you might be proud of. Did your toddler just have a temper tantrum? Remind yourself, I'm a great mom. I handled that well. Did you just crush a presentation at work? Then write, you know, wow, I gave that my all and it paid off. Or maybe your little one has gone to bed and you can say to yourself, you know what, I did a really great bedtime routine. Whatever victory, no matter how small, cheer yourself on. Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognize your strengths. Another thing I have heard from some of my clients that has really helped them is they wake up 15 minutes earlier than normal, and they just have a little quiet time to themselves. And then when they normally get up, sometimes they'll have a cup of tea or they'll do a little crossword. And people that I have spoken to have found that to be very helpful. And then also taking a nap. I know a lot of us don't give ourselves permission to do this, but if you're feeling unrested, a little 20-minute nap somewhere in the day would be great. It's also important to maybe look at exploring a new hobby. And it seems like it would be hard to fit that in, but we're talking about making time for yourself. So maybe a new hobby, baking a new delicious treat, volunteering somewhere that you haven't volunteered before, doing a new craft that you haven't done. You know, all these things can kind of get your creative muscles working and help you feel energized and feel like you are keeping a part of yourself that's always growing and learning, especially when if your main job is having children grow and learn, this can be very fulfilling. And if you're struggling with these issues of self-care, again, consider therapy because a good counselor really can help get you back on track. I do want to mention self-care for mothers of grown children. You know, we have a different kind of life we're living. And I think one of the things we have to remember is establishing boundaries with our adult children and engaging in activities that bring us joy. Because for many years, we probably did put ourselves on the back burner. So we also want to use all these self-care things that we've been talking about. We also want to empower our adult children. We want to encourage their independence by allowing them to make their own decisions. We want to support their growth, you know, validate their feelings and listen without judgment, offer guidance and encouragement. But well, if they're, you know, adults, then they do have to, at this point, figure things out on their own. And being present is great and sort of offering advice when asked. Sometimes adults will call us. They just want to vent. They don't really want our advice. And maybe we can rediscover some hobbies that we used to do before children. We also have moms that are listening that might be elderly, and they have some special needs, like home safety, ensuring that your home environment is safe and accessible, and addressing potential hazards like clutter and loose rugs. You need to make sure you have companionship, that you're finding a way to socialize as an elderly person. You know, maybe you need help with activities of daily living like bathing and dressing. And you want to start with your doctor. They have a lot of resources that can help you figure these things out. Even transportation or financial and legal assistance. These are some of the unique things that elderly moms might be needing. For those who did not have a great mother, or who are grieving the loss of a mother, or who are estranged from their mother, this day can be especially challenging. So I do want to acknowledge that, and I do encourage you to really impose self-care for yourself on this day and to seek professional help in order to let go of any burdens that you may have in this area, because that kind of counseling can really work. But for many of us, we were blessed with a loving mother. And for this, I leave you with this poem by Howard Johnson. Mother, M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together and they spell mother, a word that means the world to me. And with that, I hope all of you have a happy Mother's Day. Thank you for listening. This is Anne Marie Matthewd from Colchester Counseling Associates, 860-537-5280. And you are listening to WTIC News Talk 1080, our mental wellness segment. Thank you for listening.
This has been Mental Wellness with Anne Marie Matthewd. Be sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080. Till then, stay well.